We observe today not a victory of body, but a celebration of freedom, symbolizing an end as well as a beginning, signifying renewal as well as change. For I have sworn before you and Almighty God, the same solemn oath our forebears prescribed nearly a century and three quarters ago. The world is very different now, for man holds in his mortal hands the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life. And yet the same revolutionary beliefs for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe. The belief that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand of God. We dare not forget today that we are the heirs of that first revolution. Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike, that the torch has been passed
to a new generation of Americans born in this century, tempered by war,
disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed, of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed, and to which we are committed today at home and around the world. Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe,
to assure the survival and the success of liberty. This much we pledge in force to those old allies whose cultural and spiritual origins we share. We pledge the loyalty of faithful friends. United, there is little we cannot do in a host of cooperative ventures. Divided, there is little we can do. But we shall always hope to find them strong. proudly supporting their own freedom. Supporting their own freedom.
And to remember that in the past, those who foolishly sought power by riding the back of the tiger ended up inside.